Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tadao Effect. I am your host, Tyquisha Davis. And as I said in the first recording back, I am going to be moving every moment. And when the divine gives me something to share to the collective, I am going to be obedient and do just that. So in this moment, I received a download, and the download that I receive, it speaks about creation and evolution. And I would like for y'all to sit with those two words for just a moment. Meditate on creation and meditate on evolution. Creation and evolution are two different entities. And if you would ask me, I would say that they are against one another. Creation means completion. Evolution means constant growth. Growth is possible only if things are imperfect and they remain imperfect. Howsoever they grow, there's always a possibility of growing more. If evolution becomes impossible, life loses all meaning. Life loses all future. Then it has only a past. Evolution is eternal. It has been and always been going on. There was not a time when existence was not, and there would never be a time when existence will not be. Existence means eternity. Everything is evolving. Life never stays the same. Only things are created. Let me say that again. Only things are created. Human beings have a beginning and end. Beings are eternal. Human beings have a beginning and end. Us as beings are eternal. I would like to speak a little bit about creation. There are a few things that have to be considered when you are created. Ask yourself, can you really have freedom? What does it mean to be created? Have you seen any machine have freedom? Anything having freedom. Anything that is created is in the hands of the creator. Just like a puppet. He has the strength and the saints. He pulls one strain. You must have seen a puppet show. The strings are pulled. The man is behind the screen. You don't see him. You simply see the puppets. They dance. They walk. They talk. However, it all falls to the puppeteer. The puppeteer is the reality. So think of creation. If you are creating a brand new computer, and within that computer, you have to create codes, a code for that computer to be able to do its thing. Can that computer grow on its own? Or do you as the creator have to manually go in and reconstruct these codes for this computer to do a thing? So when I speak on creation and when I speak on evolution, this is why they are against one another. And I would like to tie in ego and individuality. They have taken away people's individuality and have given them phony egos, which don't satisfy. Ego, it's like junk food. Colorful, appealing, but not giving any nourishment. And the man or woman who lives with the ego is always missing himself. He is always feeling empty, meaningless. He wants or she wants to fill his being with something he may become obsessed with. For an example, food, shopping, anything outside of yourself. And especially to make this, to make yourself feel full. You can eat too much and you can become obsessed with food. Or you can become obsessed with money, with gold, with power. Those are all ways to somehow feel significant, but nothing succeeds. Everything falls. You can hope only while things are far away. When you achieve them, suddenly you say you have been chasing shadows. Unless you learn to face your own shadows, you will continue to see them in others, because the world outside of you is a reflection of the world inside of you. You don't feel empty because you don't have much money. You feel empty because you have not yet encountered your real self. You have not come to your authentic individuality. Individuality makes you a light unto yourself. An individual is a universe in itself. But no society wants individuals. Hence, for centuries, individuality has been destroyed and a plastic thing has replaced it. And that plastic thing is called personality. Take a moment. Remember being a child and adults or grown-ups will always say to a child, oh my gosh, that child has so much personality. Is it personality or is it individuality? The personality is the crowd. The personality is training up a child the way they should go, right? Training up a child, not in the way that child came here to be, but it has taken on that whoever's teaching this child, whoever's nurturing this child, whoever's having this child in their presence is teaching this child to be something other than itself. Why? Why do we put our thoughts and our emotions and just do not accept that everyone is on a journey and this journey is for you to enjoy it in every way possible? There is no good without the bad. There's no bad without the good. There's no right without the wrong. There's no summer without winter. There's no fall without summer. There's no fall without spring. Everything has its own way of growing, own way of evolving. And the most important thing is to remember that we are all reflections. We are human beings. We are forever. We are eternal. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Are you a thing? Are you created? Or are you a being? You can't be both. We create things. The world is full of things. And we are the beings that create those things. And those things can just go so far. As we evolve, those things evolve. I'm saying all this to say, know who you are and whose you are. Understand your power. Know that you are an individual, and know that you are enough, and you have the power to be and do what your heart truly desires. I am grateful for the divine. This message I was toiling with, because it's very heavy to me. And it's heavy only if you're not willing to open up and receive or accept facts, the truth. We are the now. Thank you for listening to the Guiding Light podcast, The Tadao Effect. Until next time, peace.